This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kuminga off the board, okay? But he chooses lineups. Even if I took Kuminga off the board, which we can all agree, like, this is weird. This is weird, okay? Pajemski and Gary Payton Jr. and Kevon Looney at times when they weren't playing well. Playing them too much, okay? Whatever happened with Moody, I don't know. Like, I'll put him to the side. Did TJD really deserve to be benched for 3 months?
But they were winning. Like, this is the thing in all this. Like, we all agreed that the Steve Kerr was doing everything right because they were winning.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't mask trying to put better combinations out there.
Well, no, it does mask when everything, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So whatever he was doing was right. The combinations were right. The Pajemski, Moody, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph lineup, starting lineup was working. You stuck with that. And yeah, TJD got the short end of the stick. And in hindsight, Joe, when a player like Stephen Curry goes down and all hands on deck, yeah, in that situation, it comes back to bite you in the ass. And it did. So I'll give you that.
You're asking what my criticisms are, and this is where my
criticisms
lie.
That's fine. And I'm telling you, you're totally valid and feeling that way. But I do think it's like we're being a little short-sighted here.
No, we're not. I think it was months of Kevon Looney looking very suspect, and he kept going with him and kept going with him. And look, we all love Kevon. This isn't but every now and then, you couldn't give him a minute to see if it works in the Houston series?
TJD wasn't going to be the difference maker.
Well, timeout. Zubac destroyed them. You were searching for somebody to give you size and athleticism for a month to end the season. All I'm saying is, a minute? Like, but these are the little, you're asking stock up or stock down. I think there's a middle ground here. It's like, hey, he did a lot of really good things. There's some other ones, some back end of the roster stuff that I'm like, I would have tried some different stuff. That doesn't mean I hate him, and it doesn't mean he's not good. It just means like, there's some things that he left me wanting more on.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app. And of course, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios at Spadoni and Jasky, 1 hour down on this beautiful Monday here in the Bay. We're talking stock up, stock down amongst Bay Area coaches. Right now, we both agreed, Bob Melvin for the Giants, stock is up. Right now, we're disagreeing on Steve Kerr. You're saying stock neutral for Steve.
It's like not flatline, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, flatline just made me think
neither up nor down. Like, it's neither up nor down. It is what it is. Like, he's an all-time legend. But I think he needs to have an offseason where, you know, he recalibrates as well. I think it was a very big, big, big trade regular season. It jolted how they play basketball. And I think that him and his staff, as well as some of the players, to find out what does the roster look like, they need to come to the table with some new stuff next year.
Stock is up as far as I'm concerned with Steve Kerr. Do you agree or disagree? 888-957-9570. Because I thought he did a hell of a job. Obviously, we're using it through the Warriors lens, but he was coming off a gold medal win. You don't care about that when it comes to, because we're talking about the Warriors and how he's doing with that team, but that's fine. He's coming off a gold medal win. And again, they start off the year really hot. They lost one of their key starters, D'Anthony Melton. That sucked. You try to go out and get another point guard, Dennis Schroeder. Didn't fit, didn't work for whatever reason. You move off of him. Jonathan Kuminga is getting heavy minutes, playing well, but they're still just a 500 team. Muddied around a 500 team, and then you make the big trade after Kuminga gets hurt. You bring in Jimmy Butler, and we all agreed. We were sitting here, you and I, that was our first week together, saying The key to this season is going to be Steve Kerr and whether he could find the perfect puzzle pieces to fit together within this Warriors roster. And I think he did that. I think he did that. Now, when you lose that middle piece of the puzzle, Joe, like, that's going to, you can't fix that. Like, you're going to be searching for that piece forever.
I didn't
like,
expect it gets stuck him to win the series.
But it gets the Stephen Curry piece that was the puzzle got stuck under a pillow mattress or something, or stuck in between a crack between the dresser. Like, that's what happened. And you got screwed. And that sucks. Sometimes it's as simple as that, I think. Just saying, yeah, you lost your best player. Like, if Phil Jackson lost Kobe, which he did at one point, you're cooked, right? If you lost, if you're Greg Popovich, you lose Kawhi Leonard, you're cooked.
Yeah, but the Niners lose Brock Purdy in the NFC Championship game. They didn't just roll it back. Like, they thought they had to continue to get better, right? Like, that's... So I hear you on that, but...
Well,
like,
the game was over at that point. You were there. That's what I'm saying. The series, it's not a series in football, but the game was over once Brock Purdy got hurt.
Did they quit?
You know, did the Warriors quit?
Shanahan actually, I thought, dialed up some crazy plays. They had a drive where they scored a touchdown with CMC, and they couldn't throw the ball more than 2 yards. So, like... I don't know, man. Like, we're just not going to see eye to eye on this. That's okay.
Did you think the Warriors quit on Steve Kerr?
No, I thought that Kerr, kind of, not that he gave up. I didn't think that he coached the last couple of games like the season was on the line. Like, for example, not starting Jonathan Kuminga. This is not April. This was not March. Like, he was the only guy that had a pulse on your team. Like, so I didn't love it. I thought he was really good. Really good to great at times in the Houston series. And I thought that the Minnesota series got him a little exposed.
I don't know. I think we might be overrating just a little bit Jonathan Kuminga in his presence in all those final few games. Again, I get it.
Was the TJD aspect a revelation?
I guess. Like, not enough for me. Like, he didn't play enough for me. Like, they would go to him, and then they would just 10, 12 minutes, and then he'd be gone. I don't know.
So, okay, so the coach that you're saying stock up is on didn't go back to that guy who was playing well.
Yeah, like, but I trust Steve Kerr when it comes to that. Hasn't he earned the benefit of the doubt with his trust level when it comes to this stuff? He's won 4 titles. He's been to so many championships.
But if you're assessing where he's at now, that is different than the resume. The resume is the resume. All-time great. Look, there was a taste in time. Bruce Bochy in 2019, if you watch the Giants games inside and out, 2019, he kind of lost his touch a little. And that doesn't mean that Bochy isn't an all-time great. It was like, dude, he was kind of a day late and a dollar short on a lot of his roster decisions. And then he took some time off, and he came back, and clearly, like, he was rejuvenated. I think this happens in sports.
It was, as we've learned, it was more so the roster than Bochy, in my opinion, when it comes to that team. It's just sometimes it's as simple as the players. They need to step up. The Warriors players didn't step up and were blaming Steve Kerr for it, and I don't agree with that. 888-957-9570.
I'm not even blaming Steve Kerr. I'm assessing whether he's up or down.
Okay, and you're saying neutral. That's fine.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's kind of there. Like, again, I thought they did a really good job. Jimmy and Steph was clearly working, and now that we watch a lot of Jimmy possessions, let's actual possessions. They want to play ball the Curry way. They're going to have to adjust. You know why? Because Jimmy Butler wants to have the ball in his hands as the clock is ticking down. Now, what are the offensive sets that you're going to run to maximize the non-Steph minutes when Jimmy is holding the rock at the end of a shot clock? You need to be able to produce offense that gets you good looks. That is going to be an aspect that I think he's going to have to drill down on.
Well, yes, and I would now like an entire offseason with said player. He didn't have that opportunity and leeway to do that.
What I said on the front end.
No, for sure. But again, that's why I think he did such a hell of a job this past year. He didn't have any prep time. Let's bring in Jimmy Butler, of all people. The guy was just an absolute cancer in that Miami Heat locker room. His boy Eric Spoelstra saw that firsthand, who's very tight with Steve Kerr, obviously, being a part of his bench for the Olympics. So he brings him on there. And again, he was an open book. He didn't try to come in there with any bias towards the player at all. And everything worked out great. I know you're not saying the stock is down. That's not what you're saying at all Steve Kerr. I just think we've just been extra hard on this guy because of the Kuminga stuff. And
I would take the other way. I think we do this thing where we're like, well, his best player got hurt. Can't assess anything. And it's like, well, okay, yes, his best player got hurt. And they're probably going to lose the series going away. No doubt about it.
They're definitely losing the series, yeah.
Okay, but that you don't escape analysis after that. Right? You don't think Steve Kerr has some things in his head and him and his staff have thought about from game two, game three, game four, and game five when Steph wasn't on the floor? Or do you think they're like, oh, nothing to view?
Yeah.
Can't learn anything.
What was on his mind was in that, what was that, game three when they should have won the game? It's like, why didn't Jimmy Butler score in the last 7 minutes?
Did you see the offense they were running? It was Jimmy's holding the ball and everyone's standing still. So, like, I think
playoff
this is
Jimmy,
where.
That's what it should have been, right? Just go get me a bucket, James. Come on, man. Couldn't get me one, two buckets? His name is Jimmy Buckets. He couldn't get me one of them? For God's sakes. Oreo Cookie wants to talk stock up, stock down, Joe. Oreo, good morning. You're on the morning roast. Stock up or down on Steve Kerr, or we'll allow neutral as well, is where Shasky's on.
Hey, what up, fellas? Good morning. Happy Monday. Hey, Spadoni, I got to come down your road, brother. What are you smoking? Don't give me no Bammer weed. We don't smoke that in the SFC.
Okay,
come on,
RBL.
Baby, you
thank
tripping
you.
Today. His stock is way down. How are you going to give him credit for being something good this year? There's no way. Our team was mid, like the kids say, that we were so mid before the trade. Now, after the trade, don't tell me it's because Steve Kerr we were winning. This is the players' league. The NBA is always about players. Now, give me a second here because I want to go back to Mark Jackson. I think Mark Jackson is a better coach than Steve Kerr. Now, it sucks that Mark Jackson got into it with the wrong people upstairs, but if that didn't happen, what makes you think that Mark Jackson wouldn't have had four rings with us? This is the players' league. We don't need Steve Kerr.
You truly believe, Oreo, you truly believe Mark Jackson would have won four titles with the Warriors?
Hey, Steve did not inherit a bum team. We were a playoff team with Mark Jackson.
That got what? What happened to that playoff team, though, Oreo? What happened to that playoff team with Mark Jackson?
Hey, you got to lose before you win.
Exactly. And then they pivoted.
I think there's a happy medium.
Thank you, Oreo.
Thank you, Oreo. I think there's a happy. I don't think that he sucks. I don't think anyone would have won the championships. But if we're just going stock ups and down, right now I'm just kind of like neutral with him. And I kind of want to see what is the next set of recalibration this team does. We all can agree they need a little jolt this offseason in terms of some creativity.
The Mark Jackson thing is always baffling. They were a first round exit, and the ISO ball was horrible. The offense was just stagnant.
Joe, both can be true. He helped them get to where they were, and it was the right decision.
Changed the culture. Changed the culture. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. That was a positive.
He was just what the doctor ordered when we needed him, and it was the right decision to move off him.
And he also brought a lot of drama with him and a lot of baggage, and people just want to sweep that away.
I'm not a Mark Jackson fan.
There you go.
But
when it comes to the broadcast, I actually kind of miss him.
No, but I also acknowledge this. He got this team to play defense for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not lost on me. He empowered the two best shooters I had ever seen in my life. That's not lost on me.
All right. We're up against it. We're going to take a quick break. Come on back. More of your calls, more of your texts. Stock up, stock down. We're halfway through the calendar year, so we're taking assessments on everything in the Bay. Bob Melvin, stock up with me and Joe. Steve Kerr, stock up for Spadoni, stock neutral for Shasky. We'll continue this conversation. Where are you at with Steve Kerr? Plus, we still got to get to Kyle Shanahan as well. Plus, more players as we're doing stock up, stock down. JT Snow, 8 o'clock, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. And it's going to be brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's up, Roasters? It's Sam, Laughing Monk Brewing. You're listening to The Morning Roast with my guys, Fedoni and Chasky. Chasky, stop picking the lobster out of the linguine.
Hate when he does that, Sam. Shout out Laughing Monk. You crush me. I can go for a Laughing Monk burger right now, be honest with you. I go for a lot of things from Laughing Monk, which is righteously brewed here in San Francisco. I can go for a cold one right now. Is that legal? Can I even do that? Maybe not. That's all right. We're talking stock up, stock down. Stock very up with Laughing Monk. Stock up with the Valkyries. Tough loss yesterday, but you know what? Overall, stock is up with the Golden State Valkyries, because we are the home of the Golden State Valkyries right here, 95.7 The Game. It's Fedoni and Chasky. We're rolling here on a beautiful Monday here in the Bay. I love that rejoin, by the way. That was like some European like house music or something. I want to go like on the Greek islands and go party right now. That's what I want to do. People are going on vacations right now. Greece, Mexico. You're going down to, I don't know, Canada. Wherever you want to go. Where are you going? Are you going traveling this summer real quick, Joe, before we get to stock up, stock down? Any traveling for Joseph Chasky?
I mean, to Manteca for some baseball tournaments.
I'm talking like real traveling.
No.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Sacramento, maybe to go visit family.
That sounds really depressing. Yeah.
To the cabin as soon as it's done.
Okay, that sounds better, yeah.
All right, you know whose stock is way up?
Who's?
Sarah High School, the Padres.
Tom Brady.
And the WCL as a whole. Congratulations to Sarah. They beat Valley Christian 3-2 to win the CCS Division I Championship. The first CCS Championship for Sarah since 2009. Great game by both teams. On to the NorCal Championship for both teams. So, yeah, I don't know if you know this. WCL still a powerhouse here in this region.
They are. And shout out Sarah High School. I think they beat my alma mater, Palma, in the opening round of that, and they were like the 13th seed, Palma, or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I saw so that.
They got humbled. That's all right. That's okay. You're going up against the best. You're going to get humbled a little bit. But shout out to them. Shout out to Sarah High School and all the winners over this past week.
And all the graduates.
All the graduates.
Ran into so many Sarah graduates at Westlake Joe's on Saturday.
Middle school, hell, you shout out Young Benjamin, TK, right? College, high school, doesn't matter. If you're getting your PhD, right? All you people. You're never too old to finish, by the way. I will say that. For all the people out there that, you know, graduate and you're an older graduate compared to some of the young kids. Shout out to you, too, for grinding through there and never giving up and persevering. There's something to be said about that. And I appreciate all you people out there pursuing your dreams, because it's never too late to do that, Joe.
Yeah.
All the culinary graduates, too. And we don't shout out the culinary grads, all right? That's graduation, too. So you're getting your chef's hat. You get all that. We don't shout out them enough. You know what? And we should, because they cook our food. Shout out Laughing Monk. Again, going to all those places. So shout out to all the culinary students as well, and cosmetology. There as well, because I like to get my nails done too sometimes, Joe. Get a little clear coat, me and Snoop. A little French tip action. I'm not mad at it. Caleb Williams, I got your back, bro. Got your back.
You get your nails done?
Sometimes I get a clear coat or a pedicure. What? Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I can honestly say that's I've never had that.
You should.
I'm not judging.
No, you should do
just
it.
Just listening.
You, LJ, Michelle should go out there and do it.
Yeah, I'm cool off that.
Not for Father's Day, you don't want that? No. Get a foot massage? Get your nails done? No?
No, I'm good.
All right. You sound like you're judging.
No, I'm not. I'm listening.
Okay, sure. All right. The tone of your voice changed.
Judgment-free zone over
Okay, Planet Fitness. Get out of here with that. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. JT Snow, 8 o'clock. I'm sure he gets his nails done. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. That's okay if he doesn't. And that's going to be courtesy of the River Islands guest line. But we were talking Bob Melvin. Both of us agree stock up right now for Bo Mel and the Giants. They're up. They're 7 games over .500. And you know what? The bats haven't been there. And the fact that they're still winning says a lot, I think, about the managing and some of the decision-making. Now, some people at the station get mad when he chooses to bunt, try to do that, this, that, or the other. It is what it is. He's not going to be perfect, but I think overall stock is up on Bob Melvin. Now, Steve Kerr, stock was up for me. Stock neutral for you. The Kuminga situation, how the team went out without Stephen Curry, it left a sour taste in your mouth. And I can't be mad at you for that, Joe. I disagree, but I'm not mad at you for it. Kyle Shanahan, as we go San Francisco 49ers now. It wasn't a very good year for the entire team. Now, whether we put the decision-making and the contracts on Shanny, on Lynch, them as a tandem, I don't know what you want to do there. I seem to think it's a whole big operation between a bunch of people, and Shanahan usually has the final say. But I think this past year was kind of a referendum on that. And maybe they had to pull away and say, you know what? No, we got to cut a lot of players. We're not gonna overspend. And they prioritized the guys they needed. They prioritized leadership this offseason. Brock Purdy, leader. Your franchise quarterback, you paid him. George Kittle, coming off an all-pro season. Best tight end in football for my money, one or two. You prioritized him, you paid him. And then Fred Warner, the guy who's the heart and soul of that defense, you paid him. And now you bring in a low-risk, high-reward move in a Bryce Huff. Okay. All of a sudden, this offseason's looking a lot better. Now, the Ricky Pearsall injury, we talked a lot about that last week. It is what it is at this point. Hopefully, he's back for training camp. We'll see. But where are we at right now, Joe, with Kyle Shanahan?
You're a high-level loser, bro.
Whoa! RJ in Fairfield.
Oops, sorry, wrong button.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was the wrong button, because there's a lot of people that feel that way coming off this past year where it was the Super Bowl expectations coming off a Super Bowl appearance, and they couldn't even make the playoffs.
Look, if we're going 2024, his stock was down. But in 2025, they've only played one game, and that was against the Cardinals to end the year. And I wanted them to lose that game.
Sure.
For draft position.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just being honest. I'm just, you know, once you get that point in the year and, you know, you only have 6 wins, you're 6-10, it's like, hey, the difference between, you know, being the 11th or the 17th pick, there is a difference.
The season did end in this calendar year, though. So that's where I will say okay. The totality of the season.
Well, I'm going to go off the offseason. Okay. Right? And I think that his stock is up. And the reason why I think it's up is he did what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to have Brock be his franchise quarterback. He brought him in and got him inked up and ready to go. So that's a organizational thing. So Kyle stood by what he said. That's number one. Number two, I think he did the necessary, which was he needed to have a divorce with Debo. And that was extremely important for him, for the team, for the offense. You know, as we talk about, like, offense growing, evolving, changing, I think that it was mandatory that they moved off him. Now, you know, bringing back Juszczyk, I'm not mad at it. It was weird how the whole thing went down. Whatever. How reliant are they on CMC? To be determined.
That's going to be the question.
Right? To be determined. We'll find out on that. But I'm feeling really good about Shanahan right now. And I think it's because there's been all quiet on the Western Front when it comes to the big names I wanted on this team. Who you referenced, Kittle, Warner, back, all those guys back. I feel like their draft, they needed to draft the first 4 or 5 guys on the defensive side of the ball. They did that. I feel really good about where they're at. Now, there's a couple of little things I don't love. Brandon Ayuk, what the hell's going on there? You know, don't love that. The fact I can't name a legitimate, reliable backup running back, I don't love that.
Yeah.
Don't love the offensive line. But overall, I'm in a good spot with Kyle. So he's slightly up.
I'd go, as you went with Steve Kerr, I'm going to go stock neutral right now. It's not up. It's not down. It's just right there. We'll see. A lot of this upcoming season on Shanahan, because this, let's keep it honest, this is a huge year for Shanahan. This might be the most important year for him going forward, because if they don't make the playoffs again, that's 2 straight years, and then the seat is hot. Like, we talk about hot seat. People will say hot seat. Oh, he's not on the hot seat. Let's calm that down right now. The guy was in the Super Bowl just a year, coming off a Super Bowl appearance this time last year. He's not on the hot seat. But it will start to get very warm if they struggle again this season. And how does that happen? Well, if Christian McCaffrey isn't the same player anymore. If the injury bug starts hitting the 49ers again. Now, there's a part of that says, well, that's out of his control. He can't control it. Yeah, but you know what? It is what it is. It's not for long. It was, we're talking about injury excuses for Steve Kerr. And when Stephen Curry went down, no one's going to feel sorry for you. Like, everyone's dealing with injuries around the league. Every single team's going to be dealing with that. So the fact that potentially they're going to be so reliant on Christian McCaffrey again scares me. I do think they need to evolve there. I do think the biggest acquisition of this offseason was Robert Saleh as the defensive coordinator.
Totally omitted that.
That's going to be a big one. I think that was his best move, bringing in his old buddy, the guy that they've been to a Super Bowl together. Then he left to be the head coach of the New York Jets. It didn't work out there. I do think he learned a lot, and I actually loved listening to Kyle and, you know, talking about Robert Saleh. He's like, hey, is Saleh, like, different? He's like, no. If anything, he's just learned a lot more from being a head coach. He's more understanding of me when I was a little harsher on him at times. And so it was funny. It was a nice little back and forth. And Saul was like, actually, maybe Kyle was a little easier on me than I was to some of my assistant coaches when I was a head coach in New York.
Jobs give you perspective.
Perspective, absolutely. So now that Saul is back here, now is a whole lot going to change from the defensive end? Maybe some new looks, maybe new angles, maybe he learned some stuff. But it's going to be a familiar voice, which I think helps. Nick Sorensen, although familiar in that role, it was a new voice. And it was something that he wasn't used to and hadn't done before. And I think that came to an ugly head this past year when, you know, it was Nick Bosa and who? Fred Warner and who else out there? You had to get creative, and there just wasn't enough creativity on that defensive end. So that being said, I thought that was a big acquisition. And now it's going to be Brock Purdy. You married yourself with this guy, Kyle. His success is now your success. And let's see. If Brock struggles this year, and it's another season where it's just kind of, okay, then there's going to be some serious questions again about Kyle Shanahan. But I'm going to wait, and we're going to see, because at their best together, Brock was an MVP candidate. So we'll see. I'll give him the benefit there. So stock neutral for me. Where are you at, Niner Nation, Niner Empire, Niner Faithful? 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. Stock up, stock down with Kyle Bleepin' Shanahan. So I'm at neutral. Chasky's on up right now.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I got a slight up.
Slight uptick,
right,
with Kyle Shanahan.
Slight up. So okay. Let's open it up to all the players. And I would open this up to the Lions, too. 888-957-9570. I'll give you the line one more time. 888-957-9570. If I told you through 6 months of 2025, you can pick any player in the Bay Area. And if you want to throw a GM or a franchise or a head coach in there, fine. Who is stock is the highest for you in the 2025 year, 6 months in, we're at the halfway mark, and whose stock is the lowest for you right now in 2025?
That's a great question.
I'll let you marinate on it, and I'll just, while the calls come in, and
it
again,
might not be sexy if I give you a name, the stock up, stock down, and I know we love our names, we love our stars, but right now, the stars in the Bay stock kind of, I'm not feeling great about my stars right now. That's Giants, Warriors included. And then for the Niners, you know, stock up for the highest might be, Joe. I know you're going to say you're going to give your own. Let me just do it real quick. I might go Kittle. Stock up is really high on George Kittle
so
right
now.
So
you got Kittle the highest of the entire Bay Area in 2025?
I mean, he had an argument to be first team all pro. And I know Fred was.
He's aura.
I know Fred was. I thought George Kittle was the 49ers' best player overall last year. And I get it. I'm taking a player that was in a losing season. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the sexiest pick. But George Kittle, still for me, embodies that 49ers
so
team.
He's
that spirit.
He hasn't played a game, essentially, in 2025. But just who he is and what he's done, his stock is higher than Jimmy Butler?
Well, he hasn't played a game this season, but he did get paid. Okay. Like, he was the leader this past season. And I say his stock is very high right now. Showed up to training camp. He's going to be that voice. I just loved hearing him speak to the media. He was talking about the immaculate vibes last week. And again, like, vibes are great. Like, just talk to me week one about vibes. Because they could talk about vibes all you want. It has to translate to wins at the end of the day. Now, Another one. It didn't end well, but overall, I thought he was really freaking good for this team was Jimmy Butler. Like, I thought what he meant for that franchise was huge. So I do think the stock still is up on Jimmy. Now, was it as high as it would have been a couple months ago? Maybe not. But overall, if we're going from down to neutral to up, stock is still up on Jimmy Buckets for me. This is going to be controversial. Steph, as we're talking stars up and down right now, Steph right now is a, I don't know, that injury caused me to question a lot of things going forward.
As in and, what?
As in, I don't know if this guy could be the number one going forward, the true number one, if he can have the wear and tear to be there from start to finish. That hamstring injury, Joe, scared me.
But it's, you're not saying his stock is the lowest.
It's not low. I'm saying it's neutral right now.
It's neutral.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know where I'm at with Steph as of right now because it started off so good. The Olympic gold medal, what he did to Serbia, what he did to France. It was awesome.
2024 was amazing.
He was the All-Star Game MVP, Joe. It was awesome. It was here in the Bay. It was at Chase Center. And then it ended with him being hurt, and I didn't get to see that ending. And maybe that was like the closest they get again, which is like, ah, that sucks. So I gave you a lot right there, but that just shows where I'm at with some of the stars here in the Bay. We can get to some other people, and I want to hear from the people right now.
See,
stock up, stock down.
If you're going to go like in terms of like how the season ended, I think Draymond's stock is way lower than Steph's. Like just how the season ended.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't hate on that.
I'm way more concerned about where Draymond's at in his career than I am Steph Curry.
Well, that being said, I don't think of the same, like, there's levels to how I think of certain players. Like, when it comes to the level of importance on this franchise, it's Steph over Draymond.
No doubt.
It's not even close.
No doubt.
So Draymond's stock is not at the level of Stephen Curry's stock, as we're doing Apple.
Yeah, but I also don't think he's fallen.
We're doing Google versus Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Draymond's Yahoo in this comparison. Steph is Google. Okay?
Yeah, I think...
So where, is Giannis, by the way. Shout out Giannis.
Where Curry's falling from, where, like, let's say he's at 100, and now you got him down to, like, whatever, 95.
He's a neutral right now for me, because I don't know, like, my trust level. Maybe that's where I'm going
at
right now.
Let me change the question on Curry to you. The rest of the 2025, is it more make or break for him or CMC, who's also at like a crossroads?
I think the question mark around Christian McCaffrey scares the hell out of me. That's the one for me where it's like, if we're on trust and stock overall, like, yes, Steph is way less volatile when it comes to his stock than a Christian McCaffrey. Bilateral Achilles tendonitis, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know what to
make. I don't know. And the fact that they're already being this careful with him, they're saying he's the healthiest that he could be, but still being this careful, that scares me a little bit. That scares me.
I want to hear from the people, 888-957-9570. So, like, as Tim Kawakami, I was listening to the podcast over the weekend with Mayo, Matt Barrows, and he's referencing, like, oh, well, you know, Trent Williams was in that camp, and, you know, this is TK, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm hypothesizing that, you know, he doesn't have any guaranteed money after this year. Maybe he wants more money. And if that ends up being true, there's no guy whose stock I'm more down on the Niners than Trent Williams, if that's true. If that's true and he's going to hold out for more money again, I can't roll my eyes quick enough.
Well, until that happens, until he doesn't come up for, you know, the involuntary workouts, right? If he doesn't show up for those, when you like mandatory, that's what I'm looking for. Mandatory workouts. If he doesn't show up for those, then yes, I'll get there. But we're not there yet, Joe. So I'm going to hesitate to say that right now. But if we're just going by his play, to hell with that. His play, stock down.
So if
he wasn't very good last year.
Okay, so what about stock on Jimmy right now? Where's the Bay Area on Jimmy Butler right
Jimmy
now?
Jimmy Butler is a good one. I still think...
Because it was sky high before that Rocket series.
I still think the stock is up on Jimmy, but it wasn't where it was a couple months ago, where the stock was at an all-time, let's cash out now, right? You have your FanDuel app or whatever, cash out now.
Before the San Antonio loss, it could not have been any higher.
Right, we were all in. Dude, you were saying like they could win a title. That was because of Jimmy.
I believed it.
Because that was Jimmy was a big part of that.
Yeah.
And then Steph got hurt, and that shifted a little bit, and that sucks.
All right.
And we learned that playoff Jimmy... It's not playoff Jimmy anymore.
I bet there's some people that are out there nodding their head going, yeah, Jimmy's stock is the highest of anyone in the Bay. I think in 2025, the stock who's risen the most, I don't know if he's the highest, but he's risen the most, is Camilo Duvall. This is a guy who I thought was going to get traded away from the San Francisco Giants in the offseason. He came back. He took one on the chin in 2024.
He has seized the closer spot. He had an unbelievable, you know, inning yesterday. He got the great double play ball to Tyler Fitzgerald with Willy Adames turning two right there. And to me, his stock is sky high. I'm back to where I was a couple of years ago with him.
See, if I'm going giant, and I don't hate that, I love the stock is rising right now.
To me, it's the highest riser in 2025 is Camilo Duval.
What if I give you a Robbie Ray? He's been unbelievable this year.
No, that's a good one.
Former Cy Young winner.
If you want to take Robbie Ray, I like that.
Just had his first loss over the weekend. And, of course, his first loss happens with what? A 1-0 defeat? Like, seriously? Hey, as we're talking Matt Cain and Logan Webb last
week. Hey, Robbie Ray has... No, you know what? That's a really... I'm glad you... Robbie Ray's been awesome.
He's a 2.43 ERA. He's been unbelievable.
Sticking on the Giants. Is Willy Adames the lowest stock on the team? Because Lamont Wade's stock is not worth what Willie's was worth. So I know everyone's down on Lamont, but... Willie is, it's pretty down.
Willie's the highest paid player in the history of the franchise, Joe.
No.
And he's flirting with batting in the 100s here soon.
Well, I'm
he's
also
flirting
frustrated.
With that.
I'm also frustrated
good.
With Chapman.
Yeah, and you should be.
Even though Chapman to a less degree.
No, but he is also one of the highest paid players on their team. And you got to, if you're playing there every single day, you got to perform, man. Batting 235 right now, it's just not good enough. I don't care what you're giving me defensively. You got to give me just a little bit more.
And then, I'm thinking about all the different stocks rising, falling. Where are we at with Kuminga?
Ooh.
I mean, where are we at with Kuminga, Bay Area? 888-957-9570. I could just rattle off all these names, and I know that there's so many people. Like, I think Mike Dunleavy is sky high right now for me in terms of stock.
Ooh.
If we're going individuals, I don't know where I'm at with Buster. I kind of want to see a little more, right? I like Buster, but I don't know. Like, right now, if you're asking the three GMs, I got Dunleavy in the top. I got Lynch 2, I got Buster 3.
Okay, fair enough. Verducci is in the Eldorado Hills. He wants to join in the stock up conversation. We're doing stock up, stock down right now.
6 months into 2025.
That's right, halfway through our calendar year, and we're just taking a pulse on the Bay Area players, the front office, the coaching staff. Wherever you want to go with your stock right now, well, listen, our portfolio is open, Joe, if you will. Verducci, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. For me, stock low is definitely Adames. It's been such a disappointment. I mean, if you're not going to hit, then at least field, and he's not doing either. So I do love his attitude. Great clubhouse guy. Love his positive energy. But there's been just so many times where he's needed the big hit, and it just hasn't delivered. For me, stock neutral, it's Kyle. You know, I have to see what he's going to do. You know, now that he doesn't have Debo, how is the offense going to evolve? I don't want to hear any more excuses of why it stalls after the first 20 plays that are scripted and everything else. I want him to step up and hopefully, you know, get us back in the playoffs and onto the Super Bowl. And for me, here's a surprise. Stock up. You don't talk about this team very often. I know people that are working the back there are going to be excited. It's Celebrini, baby, because I think Celebrini is going to be the next Steph Curry for the Bay Area. If you pay attention to hockey, he did so many good things this year. Mike Greer is working it right now and just, you know, building a new foundation for the Sharks. So those are my three. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Good call, Dooch. And, you know,
I thought he was going Dr. Rick Celebrini there for a second.
Celebrini, there's no doubt there's a sky-high stock. And, you know, people feel similar to the Valkyries. People feel like they're getting in at the entry level on a team that's going to be good for a long time, right? And so there's something about Celebrini getting in now and watching the entirety of his career that everyone is in on. And I think the fact that obviously his dad, you know, being involved with the Golden State Warriors the last, you know, however many years, that really has helped the name recognition.
I do like that. No, and there are no wrong answers. If you want to go Macklin Celebrini, absolutely. He had an incredible season. And it was a great season for the Sharks because there was the development of Macklin, and you saw all the flashes you needed to see. He stayed relatively healthy. Plus, you got another huge pick. So that helped. That's what you want. That's all you needed, right?
Like right now, one of the lowest stocks in the Bay, I think, is the Niner defense as a whole.
Ooh.
I think it's as low as you could. Like, and coming off of last year, right? So as low as you could think of it. You got Mustafa going to be out for quite some time. Jair Brown had like a foot surgery. I don't even know who my other linebacker is alongside Fred. Obviously, they have a reworked defensive line. Their second round pick has yet to sign because there's some guaranteed money stuff going around. I like Mikel Williams. We'll see.
Right.
We will see. I like Huff. We will see. But then I go to the offense and I go, Ricky Pearsall's stock might be as low as it can be right now.
Well, what were you saying last time? I was saying he was bordering on bust. Not calling him a bust yet, but I was saying he's bordering. If you can't be on the field, then you can't play, dude. Like that, and it sucks that I have to say it like that.
No,
because
it's true.
And I root for the player and the guy. Just his story is just incredible, right? What happened right down here down the street, my goodness. So I'm rooting for Ricky. He just needs to get out there. And the 49ers need to protect him from himself. We heard it from Herm Edwards. He's talking to him last year. He works too hard.
Well, and I'm going like just all the teams. Like, where's Pajemski's stock at for people right now? Ooh, I think he's a very controversial
that's
one.
That's a very interesting
You know, like
one.
Hayden Birdsong and Kyle Harrison. I'm sky high on Birdsong.
Hey, Harrison?
I don't know about Harrison. No. I put him in two different buckets. I think Harrison, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I'm at on him. Birdsong, I think, is sky high for me.
Harrison's last couple outings, though, like that gave me some hope.
Oh, I'm
right?
encouraged.
Yeah, I'm encouraged with that.
I guess I'm cautiously optimistic is the way I would
totally
put it.
Totally fine. Yes.
I don't want to get too excited.
Right. But again, these are small sample sizes, 4 innings pitched, 5 innings pitched, right? But he's limiting the contact and limiting the damage. That's all I want to see from him. He gave up the one home run against the Nationals a week ago, 0 earned runs against the Marlins on Friday, 2.51 ERA, just keep being steady.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't. Three walks though, a little too much for my liking. But you know what? If you're not giving up hard contact, I can live with that.
Yep.
At times, Leroy's in Oakland.
What's up, Leroy?
Stock up, stock down. Leroy, whose stock is up and whose stock is down for you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, Steve Kerr's stock is down for me.
Mm.
I just thought that he played with so many different lineups this season, and he had all season to kind of tinker with it and play with it, and I was like, okay, cool. He'll figure it out by the playoffs, and then the playoffs came, and just for me, my humble opinion, he was still trying to figure it out, and I was just like, man, you had 82 games, man. Figure it out before the playoffs. So it seems like, you know, certain coaches left, and Steve Kerr has just been trying to find his way. I mean, you know, he had the luxury of having some great coaches alongside of him. And it seems like when those coaches left, he's been trying to find his footing. And I just don't, you know, think he's been able to find it yet. So stock down on Steve Kerr and then stock up on William Flores. Man, I mean, Wilmer Flores for the San Francisco Giants. He has just been awesome. Awesome, awesome. And I remember, I don't know if it was you guys, I don't want to make a mistake, but I remember years ago, people on this station used to kill Wilmer Flores. Get him out of here. We hate him. And to see what he's been doing, I'm glad the Giants kept him, and he's been flourishing. So I'm going to go stock up on Wilmer Flores.
Leroy, great call. Great call on
Thanks,
that.
Leroy.
You know, so a couple of years ago, I'll raise my hand at he had a monster year in 2022, I believe, when they brought him in. And then, like, before the shift was banned, he was playing second base, and they were shifting. He couldn't throw. Then they had him at third base. He couldn't throw. Now, this was more a byproduct of them not having any infielders, and this is before Chapman.
Right.
This is before they put Fitz at second base, and they were searching. And he just didn't have a defensive position, even though the bat was hot. And then his foot got hurt, his knee. And I'm surprised he's had the year that he's had, but I'll be the first to admit it. Like, Wilmer has completely shut me up. Where would the Giants this year be without Wilmer Flores?
Oh, they'd be
seven games worse?
They'd be under 500.
Right?
Yeah, he literally won them that series against the A's. Like, they swept the A's a couple weeks ago. He was the guy. He was the reason why.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was incredible. So, Wilmer Flores, and I think that season, what it was, he had 2021 when they went to the playoffs. He had like a career high in runs, I want to say, like 60 runs scored. And remember, famously, he was the last at bat in that when they did the check swing call. Yeah, the call and all that. Yeah. What a horrible way to end a game, right? Was that whole thing. God, that was incredible. You were in the stands. I remember you were a meme that day. That was good.
But Wilmer Flores, right down the line.
You were. Wilmer Flores, by the way, he is having an incredible season.
No, an awesome year.
Stock is up on him. But you say that. And it's always interesting when you stock up, stock down, because you could do it one or two ways. You can just live in the now and buy it. But with stock, what are you also doing? You're projecting.
Yeah.
That's a lot of this. He's 33 years old. Like,
so you're in a sell now while it's sky high mode.
I'm not saying you do that, Joe. But if you start skidding, like, And you're around 500?
It's unrealistic to think this is sustainable.
Right?
Because he's playing like a top 10 offensive player in the game.
So, like, and again, like, you're talking at two sides of your mouth. You want this team to make the playoffs, and you're getting rid of some of their best players at the same time. I'm not saying that at all.
No, you're not saying get rid of them. You're saying that he's down for a dip in production.
Correct. That's exactly what I'm saying. So we'll see what happens there, which, again, that would be saying something on this team where Wilmer Flores is batting like he looks like Barry Bonds when he's on this team.
Yes.
Because everyone else is struggling so mightily.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me kind of Juwan Jennings last year.
Ooh,
in the sense that, like,
yeah,
nobody had it on their chessboard that he would be one of their best players. And if you want to have a great year, you do need to have multiple career years in baseball, okay?
Yeah.
In football, you need your stars to play like your stars,
yeah,
right? And yes, you can have a guy like Juwan Jennings. But I'll tell you this right now. Juwan Jennings' stock, I think, is really low just overall. And he's a guy I'm buying now, and I think it's going to be sky high by year's end.
I'm not mad at that.
I think he's a stud.
888-957-9570.
I love Jennings. Like, I legitimately love Jennings.
Is the number. No, and I loved what Juwan did last year. It sucked that he got ejected in the last game of the season because he was about to get 1,000 yards receiving. In a year that was lost, there were some positives to take away.
Absolutely.
That's why I said stock up right now on George Kittle. But again, when you do stock up, stock down, you could talk projection. Like, George is also getting a little older. How's his production going to be affected as is the wear and tear happens? He's not a normal tight. He's not the receiving tight end that everyone's obsessed with now. He's an elite blocking tight end and an elite receiving tight end. But part of that is the wear and tear. Rob Gronkowski on line one.
So,
like, there's a lot of wear and tear on Gronk. Gronk's still only like 33, 30. Like, he's not that old. But he retired because of all that wear and tear as a blocking tight end. That happens.
So let's get to the franchises. And I guess ownership will factor in, front office factors in, players, and then, like, where they are in their sport. Who would be the most expensive of the stocks? Niners, Warriors, Giants. If we're going big three.
Per team?
Who would be the most expensive individual stock of those?
Ooh. That's an interesting one.
I think the Giants are clearly the number three in terms of, like, what it would cost to buy in.
Okay, you're saying of the, okay, sorry, of the franchise.
What it would cost to buy in.
I thought you were saying of the specific teams, of the players on, okay, of the franchises, got it.
So the franchise as a whole, right? The Giants are clearly...
They're the lower one.
Yeah, they're the lowest one right now.
Because
I actually have a comment on the Giants when we get to the end of it.
What's the most expensive stock to buy into right now? I'm going to go Warriors as my top one and Niners at two.
I think they can oscillate, but yeah. I would agree with you right now. It would go Warriors, then Niners.
This time last year, it wouldn't have even been close. It would have been Niners all the way, the most expensive stock buying into there.
So,
they were just in the Super Bowl.
If I would have said this to you in October, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
But things change.
Yes.
Times change. Stocks, they change.
So I personally believe the Giants stock has the opportunity to go the highest in terms of your net of return.
Really?
If they just swing a big-time deal. And I know that sounds like a fairy tale currently, but I think their stock can rise faster than these other two if they just right now swing a deal in the next week or so. They could capture the entire hearts and minds and focus of this region for the next 8 to 12 weeks.
No, and I absolutely love that, and I'm rooting for it. I just, when I hear what Dave said, when I hear what Chris Rose said, like, is there even a move out there that they can make?
Let me throw one at you.
Can they make a move, Joe?
This is unlikely.
And by the way, talking about stock up, if Buster Posey was able to do that,
well,
he would skyrocket.
Well, what if they did something like this? And look, this is probably unrealistic. What if they promoted Bryce Eldridge and all of a sudden he hits the ground running? Couldn't that just, like, catapult them? The way we talk about Celebrini,
yeah,
people aren't even hockey fans and they know the name. If Bryce Eldridge, and this seems so unlikely, but I'm just saying, if he just hit the ground running and he was an impact player somewhere in their lineup day one and they just brought him up and all of a sudden the team is doing kind of what they're doing right now, but I plopped him into the middle of the lineup, wouldn't their entire Q rating go through the roof?
Absolutely. And I can't wait to talk to JT Snow about this in about 11 minutes. Former San Francisco Giant, worked with Bryce in the offseason and spring training, Joe, knows him very well. We can ask him specifically about that.
Team needs a jolt.
They need some sort of
a jolt.
And if you're not going to get it through a trade or obviously a big signing, but it'd have to be through a trade right now. If you're not going to do that, it's got to come from within.
He's probably not ready. And I get it. I'm thinking about what catapults teams forward, and like having Steph and Clay and Draymond turn into what they became catapulted the Warriors. The Niners having Kittle and Warner and all the and Bosa and all these guys all at once. Well, you got Birdsong, you got Duvall. Like, they've got pieces that are playing well. Fitzgerald's playing great this year. If Bryce is just
Elliot Ramos,
it feels so far away. But God, if he could just come up right now, what the doctor ordered was just a power left-handed bat in that lineup. Oh, could you imagine?
I could. And by the way, again, I've referenced it. We're going to talk to JT Snow in about 10 minutes on the River Islands guest line. Former Giants first baseman, bench coach for the Oakland Ballers now. And again, worked with Bryce Eldridge on defense during spring training this year. We got this or that coming up next segment, Joe. And I want to do a little primer for that because this is something fun we're going to be doing every single day. This or that. It's an oldie but a goodie. And we got a good one today. So last week, it was game on the line. You have one final drive. It was Mahomes versus Brady. And it was Brady in a landslide.
That kind of surprised me.
I know. I thought there'd be more. I think because it's fresh in our mind that Mahomes just got absolutely destroyed against the Eagles this past year. That was fresh in our minds. And we never saw Brady get destroyed in one of those big games. The game he was getting destroyed in, he had the greatest comeback in the history of the sport. 28-3. I know. You hated it, but you watched every single second of it. Yeah. I still can't believe that game. That was one of those you had to just be watching the whole time. Like, they're going to do this. Oh, my God. They're going to do this. You kept watching. He's like, no, they're not. They're not. And then they did. It was one of those games where you just couldn't stop watching that car crash that was the Atlanta Falcons. But talking about
ready to level up, Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's this or that. We got a good one. And you brought this up, and I wanted you to take over here because you're the one that brought this idea. It knows the two broadcasters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I want you to explain.
I was like, which one of the 500 ideas that I
we
wrote
have a lot,
down?
Because we're doing it all summer long. We're going to be doing this
in honor of Inside the NBA, which is going away from
TNT. Yeah.
Right? It's going to go to ESPN, and we all acknowledge it's going to be different.
Charles Barkley, if I just say the name Charles Barkley, I think a lot of people are like, yeah, anything Charles is on television-wise, I'm watching.
He's hilarious.
He's the best. But there's also a guy that the young people clearly love and adore. And although the older generation may not be as in tune with him, I feel like he is the new modern version in his own way of Barkley, and that's Pat McAfee.
Just to give you a little snippet of today's this or that, whether you're all in on Charles or all in on Pat McAfee, here's just a little snippet of both of them and what they bring on air. Let's start first with McAfee. And this was at the Pacers game a couple games ago in Indiana. Take a listen to this.
Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Let's send these sons of back to New York with their ears ringing.
That's great.
And he is a WWE personality now. He does wrestling there. He does commentating.
He might have the biggest show in sports.
Dude, he was at College Game Day at Cal last year, and the amount of people, whether it was Evan, whoever was there, I think, Sam, did you go over there? Like, oh, no, you didn't go. But a lot of people that were
Sam
there.
Sam slept on a park bench.
No, it's fine. You know what? In Berkeley, why not?
The People's Park.
The amount of people that came away from saying, dude, I hated Pat McAfee until I went to College Game Day at Cal. And now I love him because he embraced Berkeley so well and made all the weed references, all the Bay Area references. Like, you know what? I'm down with Pat now. He's cool. I want to party with that guy.
I get
guy.
A kick out of him.
He does. I do, too.
He's not my cup of tea every day, all day, but clearly does a good job and has fun. But again, you can only pick one.
Right.
Is it Charles Barkley, one of the greatest television entertainers ever, or Pat McAfee? And I want to hear from all ages, young, old, and everything in between.
So that was a Pat McAfee sound courtesy of, you know, Indiana, their live feed, but obviously does Pat McAfee show on ESPN. And now it's Charles Barkley. Here's just a little snippet from inside the NBA. Why not?
I'm being honest, Ray. I don't want to be one of these on television.
Hey.
Oh, I mean jackasses. I'm sorry. Man, I apologize.
What the heck is going on?
I meant jackasses. I apologize. That's the first time I've ever cursed. I apologize.
No, yeah. That's just a snippet of just him and the funny nature. That's not the first time he's ever cussed on air, by the way. It's all time. And Charles, he's just synonymous with one of the faces of basketball right now. And whether you love him or you hate him, to quote the great Pete Weber, you watched and you still watch because of Charles. Now, is it going to be different with ESPN? We'll see. That's a different conversation. But as far as just brands and ambassadors for sports, are you in on Charles Barkley or are you in on Pat McAfee?
You can only pick one.
Only one.
When I go out to Warrior games and TNT's On Set Live, the amount of people that hang out in just the Thrive City to just like see Barkley, when you go up to Tahoe for that ACC yep. Golf Celebrity Tournament, the amount of people that just hang out around the crabs table waiting for Barkley to show up, it's unbelievable. And it is equivalent to Pat McAfee at College Game Day.
So 888-957-9570. That's going to be this or that for us. Call or text. Remember, it's the same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. Barkley or McAfee. It's simple. And now it's the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Start lining them up because after JT Snow, we will be taking all of those calls. I promise you, JT Snow coming up here in about 5 minutes on the River Islands guest line. In the meantime, Justin Verlander has been dealing with a strained right pectoral injury, and the Giants are not expecting him to be back this week. Manager Bob Melvin announced over the weekend that Verlander's return will be pushed back, not because of any setback, but simply due to the fact that the ball is not coming out of his hand the way the team would like. There is a chance that Verlander will return after next weekend, but in the meantime, it gives Kyle Harrison one more turn through the starting rotation. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Let's Come Up With The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. JT Snow, former Giants first baseman, on The Morning Roast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.